Good morning, sisters and brothers, and welcome to our worship podcast for Petaluma United Methodist Church on this 18th day of April in 2021. This is the third Sunday in Easter, and it is my high, high privilege to be with you in the ether today, and we hope to bring you a unique and powerful experience of worship. We hope that together we might find a way to weave our spirits into the powerful unity of Christian community. You are welcome here. You are always welcome here, whether it's to our podcast that we do every week or to the video recorded sermon that shows up on our Facebook page and on our website, or to our live in-person worship on the lawn every Sunday morning at 10:30. However it is that you choose to join in worship and Christian community, you are beloved and accepted here just like you are. So welcome. Come, let us call ourselves into worship on this wonderful morning.
Call to worship. Come. Let us set aside our fears, our worries, and our concerns, so that we can place our whole focus on God and God's precious love. Come, let us pray. Come, let us worship. Amen.
Come, let us open our hearts before God in confessional prayer. Let us lay down our burdens before our Creator with deepest sighs and whispers. Let us give it all to God in silent prayer. Before we even begin to pray, God embraces us. Before we form the words in our mouths, God's redeeming, forgiving love claims us. Dear friends, we are a forgiven and reconciled people.
The first scripture reading this morning is Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, "Oh, that we might see some good. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord." You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety. This ends the first reading.
The next scripture comes from the book of Luke. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
Good morning, friends. What a powerful time for us to be together as we search the sacred texts of our faith. Would you pray with me? Gracious and forgiving God, as we come together to unpack the word today, I ask that you pour your spirit out upon each of us, that we might hear with new ears, speak with sacred lips, and that the meditations of our common heart and the words of my mouth might be acceptable in your sight, God, for you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. You and you alone are the one to whom we owe our full allegiance. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm wondering this morning if any of you might have felt agitated or disturbed or troubled of late. Well, I mean, you know, it's an interesting question. I'm thinking that the answer to this is probably a no, because we live in such a perfect world, right? As my mom would say, "God is in heaven and all is right with the world." I mean, nothing going on around us that could get a rise out of us, right? Nothing in our world that could make us a little frightened or unsettled, yeah? The world in which we live, it's all good, right? Climate change, pandemic, political uncertainty, wildfires, no, we're good. Except, it's not good. And if we're honest, we're not good. I know. It makes sense to lean into enthusiasm and optimism, and you all know I'm famous for that. But as a wise person told me recently, truth matters. So it is that we today can, in truth, identify with the disciples as Jesus appears to them out of nowhere. I mean, literally. He just shows up, which all by itself is pretty weird, and he says, "Peace be with you." I mean, it's like walking into the ruins of a Sonoma County wildfire and saying, "Hey, what's up, folks? How's it going?" That is a little disturbing, yeah? And then to the array of open-mouthed, slack-jawed disciples, it gets weirder still because Jesus asks a really crazy question. He says, Why are you frightened? Really? It's probably significant to note here and to take a minute to say that the translation that we have here, well, like many cases in our scripture, it's not really accurate. The English word in scripture today for frightened comes from the Greek word tarasso, which is more accurately translated, and I mentioned these words a minute ago, more accurately translated as disturbed, troubled, or agitated. And this is really pretty different from being afraid, and the Greek word for that, for fear, is phobos. But these guys and gals are not scared, interestingly enough. Rather, they are thrown off balance. They are caught unawares. They are disturbed at seeing a dead guy walking around them and talking. I think it's safe to say that this would have an effect on most, if not all of us. Why is it that you're disturbed, he asks. Then he goes on to invite them to touch him as he shows them the wounds he suffers. And finally, the kicker, I wonder if he was Methodist, he sits down and eats with them. I mean, Jesus always did his best work at the table, right? But friends, these followers of Jesus, frankly, were not in a good place until he took the time to be with them, to love them, to care for them, to demonstrate to them that indeed he had risen, that indeed the apple cart had been overturned and new life is now not only possible, but present among them. And all this causes me to want to turn this story around kind of like an iPhone selfie where, and it looks at us and it asks us, where in our lives, where in your lives are you agitated? Where are you disturbed, unsettled, troubled? What are the things that are causing this? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to tell you that's different for every one of us, right? For some, the disturbance is coming from the grief we must travel through when we lose a loved one. For some, the isolation of this pandemic has got us all off track and off kilter. For others, we get thrown off or agitated by circumstances, by someone's illness or addiction or unwellness. For still others, we are disturbed because reality isn't turning out as we had hoped, or as we believed, or as we have been falsely promised. I could go on and list a thousand things, but I think you get it. There are many things in our lives that can throw us off balance and catch us unawares. But whatever it is for you, for me, for us as Christian community, whatever it is, Jesus still shows up, seemingly out of nowhere, and looks upon us and says, peace be with you. And here the Greek word is eirene, which means calmness, unity, concord. In other words, friends, Jesus shows up into our midst, into the midst of our agitation, our disturbance, and calls us to calmness. More importantly, he calls us into community, into unity, into relationships where we can, like Jesus did with the disciples, take the time to love, to care, to share our wounds, and yes, to sit down and eat together. So I know. Boy, do I know. We're all agitated. We're all a bit off balance. And we all handle it a little bit differently, don't we? And sometimes, I'll speak for me, I handle it better than others at certain times, right? I don't know if that's true for you. What do you think? Yet into all of it comes the voice of the Master saying, eirene, peace be with you. It's okay. You don't need to be agitated any longer, for new life has come and called you into sacred community. New life has arrived and calls you to table. Do you have something to eat? New life has emerged in the risen Christ, and we are irrevocably bound up and a part of this. So friends, let us turn to one another and offer solace. Let us turn to one another and be the healing hands of Jesus. Let us turn to one another and be the Christian community we're called to be. Now, into the future, let us be the hope of the world that Jesus offers us as he comes into our presence and calls us out of our craziness, calls us out of our distractions, calls us out of our own confusion, and bids us be at peace, bids us be calm, and bids us sit down and have a meal where we can show each other our wounds, where we can be Jesus' healing hands, and where together, friends, where together we can build a new reality based not in death, but in new life. Amen, and God bless you. Sisters and brothers, friends, community members, would you join me in prayer now? Holy and blessed God, we gather as your people this day from many places. We gather in one spirit. We gather like the disciples in that room so many years ago, as you show up alive, as you show up full of promise, as you show up and ease our disturbance and our fear, as you show up and call us to wholeness and unity. And so we pray in this moment, God, for this outpouring of your Spirit. We pray in this moment that you might seize each heart here, and where we are troubled, where we are disturbed, where we are broken even and wounded, that you might weave us together by the holy wonder of your healing hands and make of us a new community. Make of us a brave and bold people who walk forward in glory and joy. God, each of us comes to this table with our struggles. We ask that you help us to be honest with ourselves. We ask that you give us the courage to be honest with one another. Each of us comes to this table, God, having been through it. None of us knows, God, the struggles that each one of us is carrying on, and we ask that you pour out upon us a spirit of generosity and grace so that we might know and love each other through the difficulties. And God, there are those of us here, perhaps all of us, who struggle with grief, with the searing pain of loss, with the confusion of isolation. And God, we ask that you bind us as one and help us to be each other's amazing, amazing healing presence. We ask this, we hope this, we pray this, and we promise to live this in the most blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi, me varoro taikine damuni, me adamaina nomuni matintu, me dagana lomamuni burbura, me pakasa daga melo malangi. Ni sile me viki mami ni singongo na kaka na ruti ki mami. Ni bukoda manda ni nime mi dhadala. Me buka ki mami sa bukoda wa ere sa dhadala viki mami. Ni kaku ni kuti ki mami gina vere. Kamu ni vambuli ke mami mana dha. Ni sa no muni na mati ni tu. Kena kaukaua. Kena langi langi. Asanga ni mundu. Amen.
Dear friends, we come to the time now in our worship life where we invite everyone to give out of their abundance to the ministry of this church, to the ministry of the whole church. We know everything we have really comes from God, and God only asks but a portion come back to the work of his community. And so we invite you to give. There are many ways to give here at Petaluma United Methodist Church. You can write a check and mail it to 410 D Street, Petaluma, California. You can write that check and drop it by the church office if you like. And we now have ways that you can give if you go to our website at www.petalumaumc.org and push the donate key. And we even have ways now that you can text and donate. And I believe that there will be some details in today's bulletin about that. However it is that you show your generous spirit, we invite you now to give so that we might together build God's kingdom. Amen. Lord, we offer these gifts as a mere portion of the abundance you have showered upon us. We offer these gifts and dedicate them to use in your service. We dedicate them to feeding the hungry, to healing the sick, to liberating the oppressed, to lifting up the downhearted. We dedicate these gifts to building a community with a new way of being. And God, we ask that you push us and provoke us to ever more generous hearts. Help us to give as our brother John Wesley did, all that he could. Not for the sake of quantity, but for the sake of the building of the kingdom. And so we dedicate these gifts and our lives in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. hear these words of benediction. And as you go, sisters and brothers, go now with the words of Jesus ringing in your ears and your hearts. Peace be with you. And why is it that you are disturbed? Peace be with you, and let the presence of Jesus heal you. Let the presence of Jesus convict you of the reality of new life. Let the presence of Jesus push you to a new level of self-awareness and truth-telling to others, and most especially to yourself. And may you go and hear these words in your whole life. In the name of the Creator, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.